The ceremony took place about 100 yards from the construction site and was a spectacle that included fireworks, pyrotechnics, hors d'oeuvres, an open bar, and a 3D video of the new stadium projected onto a huge movie screen.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the groundbreaking ceremony for the new Atlanta Stadium.
Team owner Arthur Blank and others donned hard hats and used commemorative shovels.
It will be iconic in every sense of the word. In the unique design, the 360-degree, 60-foot-high video board, the retractable roof, the window to the city, the adaptability to many other events, our goal is for this building to be a landmark to the city and to the state.
Major League Soccer Commissioner Dan Garber announced the first planned event in the new stadium is opening day for Atlanta's yet-to-be-named soccer team.
There's already been 11,000 season tickets sold. So I think that really speaks to what is going to happen when this team hits the ground.
Construction on the $1.2 billion stadium is actually already underway. One of the two historic churches that sold its property to pave the way for the stadium has already been bulldozed. At the ceremony, Blank reiterated his commitment to uplifting the surrounding West Atlanta community. His foundation has pledged $15 million for redevelopment and job training programs.
This will give us an opportunity to be a catalyst for sustained real change, substantial change over a very long period of time, and we're equally excited about that opportunity.
There's a healthy dose of skepticism, however, from residents. Similar pronouncements were made when the Georgia Dome was built 2 decades ago. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed said this time will be different.
We're all going to be together for the next 4 years. So we will either see whether we make the kind of investments we talk about or we don't.
The city has committed another $15 million for groups with ideas aimed at stimulating the surrounding area. The deadline for the first round of applications was last week. Projects are expected to begin moving forward this summer. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.